Well, I think that what has happened is a great reverse for peace, because we had hoped that the Palestinian Authority president, Abbas, would embrace the Jewish state, the idea of two nation states, a Palestinian one and a Jewish one. But instead, he took a giant leap backward and embraced, made a pact with Hamas, a terror organization that calls for Israel's destruction. As long as I'm Prime Minister of Israel, I will never negotiate with a Palestinian government backed by terrorist organizations committed to our destruction.
Is there anything that Hamas could do that would change the situation?
Well, Hamas could stop being Hamas. Hamas could tear up its covenant that calls not only for the annihilation of Israel, but for the murder of Jews worldwide. Hamas could stop rocketing Israel's cities. They fired over 10,000 rockets at our cities, at our children, at our schools. They're doing that all the time. Hamas could stop sending suicide bombers into our midst. They could do all that, and that would be good. But in fact, they continue to do all that, continue to call for our annihilation.
And if he says that they are only going to be technocrats, that the Palestinians, the Fatah, the West Bank Palestinians are going to be the majority of this unity government, that would not make a difference.
Andrea, that's the oldest trick in the book. It's called the front office, back office gambit. You know, there are certain shady organizations, you're familiar with them, they happen to be present in some American cities. They put forward, you know, the smooth-talking front men, the men in suits, and in the back room, you've got the these organizations, and that doesn't make them legit. We will not sit and negotiate with a terrorist, with a government, a Palestinian government, that is backed by Hamas, in which Hamas has effective a share of power. And neither would you. Would you negotiate with a government that is backed by Al-Qaeda, that calls for the destruction of America, that has murdered Americans? By the way, Hamas has praised Osama bin Laden as a great holy warrior and condemned the United States for killing bin Laden. This is the organization that we are now asked to sit with. That won't happen.